In the vast narrative of the Bible, tales of insurmountable challenges and miraculous victories abound, each serving as a testament to the power of faith. Let us journey through its sacred pages, drawing inspiration from the lives of biblical figures who faced overwhelming odds yet emerged triumphant through unwavering belief. Today, follow me as we go deeper into believing God for the impossible and walk by faith. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. One such exemplar is Abraham, who, in his old age, received a promise from God that he would be the father of many nations. Despite the seemingly impossible nature of this prophecy, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, Genesis 15 verse 6. Though he and his wife Sarah were well beyond childbearing years, they eventually bore a son, Isaac, fulfilling God's promise, Genesis 21 verses 1-7. Similarly, the story of David and Goliath showcases the power of faith in the face of daunting adversaries. When the towering Philistine champion, Goliath, taunted the armies of Israel, the young shepherd David, armed with nothing but a slingshot and his trust in God, stepped forward to confront him. Despite the overwhelming odds, David declared, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty," 1 Samuel 17 verse 45. With unwavering faith, he slew the giant, demonstrating that God's strength is made perfect in weakness, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 9. Furthermore, the journey of the Israelites through the wilderness serves as a profound illustration of the necessity of faith when faced with seemingly insurmountable challenges. Tasked with conquering the promised land, they encountered fortified cities and formidable foes. Yet, when they relied on their own strength and faltered in faith, they faced defeat. Conversely, when they trusted in God's promises and followed His guidance, they experienced miraculous victories, such as the fall of Jericho, Joshua 6. The New Testament also abounds with examples of faith overcoming impossibilities. Consider the account of the woman with the issue of blood, who, after suffering for 12 years, approached Jesus in the crowd, believing that merely touching the hem of His garment would bring about her healing. Jesus commended her faith, saying, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering," Mark 5 verse 34. The Bible resounds with stories of ordinary individuals who dared to believe in the extraordinary power of God. Their lives serve as beacons of hope, reminding us that with faith, no challenge is insurmountable, no dream unattainable. As we navigate life's obstacles, may we emulate their unwavering trust in the Almighty and walk boldly in the assurance that, indeed, with God, all things are possible, Matthew 19 verse 26. Believe in the power of God. In Mark 10 verse 27, Jesus declares, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." This scripture reminds us that God is not limited by human constraints. He is the Almighty, capable of doing the impossible. When facing challenges, remember that God is greater than any obstacle you may encounter. Look to the example of Abraham, who, against all odds, believed in God's promise of a son in his old age, Genesis 18 verses 10-14. Despite the natural impossibility, Sarah conceived and bore Isaac, fulfilling God's word. Similarly, consider the story of the Israelites fleeing from the pursuing Egyptian army at the Red Sea. With no apparent escape, Moses, trusting in God's power, lifted his staff, and the waters parted, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry land, Exodus 14 verses 21-22. What seemed insurmountable became a pathway to deliverance through faith in God's miraculous intervention. Furthermore, the account of David facing the giant Goliath illustrates the triumph of faith over seemingly impossible odds, 1 Samuel 17. Though physically outmatched, David's unwavering trust in God empowered him to defeat the giant with a single stone, demonstrating the limitless power of God at work through faith. In times of trial, hold fast to the promise of Jeremiah 32 verse 27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" Trust in God's sovereignty and His ability to turn even the most dire circumstances for your good, Romans 8 verse 28. Believe in His power to work miracles in your life, and trust that nothing is too difficult for Him. As Ephesians 3 verse 20 proclaims, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." In surrendering to God's omnipotence, we find strength, hope, and the assurance that he is indeed the God of the impossible, ever faithful to those who believe in him. Trust in his promises. Throughout the Bible, God makes numerous promises to his people. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he assures us, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." These promises are a testament to his faithfulness and love for us. Consider the story of Joseph, who endured betrayal, slavery, and imprisonment, yet remained steadfast in his faith in God's promises. Despite his circumstances, he trusted that God's plan for him was one of prosperity and not harm. In the end, Joseph rose to prominence, becoming second only to Pharaoh in Egypt, and played a pivotal role in the salvation of his family and many others, Genesis 50 verse 20. Similarly, the Israelites, while wandering in the wilderness, clung to the promise of God's deliverance and the inheritance of the promised land. Despite their grumbling and disobedience, God remained faithful to his covenant, eventually leading them into the land flowing with milk and honey, Deuteronomy 31 verses 6-8. In the New Testament, we find the fulfillment of God's promises in the person of Jesus Christ. Throughout his ministry, Jesus reiterated the assurance of God's love and provision for his people. In Matthew 11 verse 28, he invites us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Moreover, the Apostle Paul, who faced numerous trials and tribulations, found strength in the promises of God. He writes in Romans 8 verse 28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Paul's unwavering trust in God's promises sustained him through persecution, shipwrecks, and imprisonment, knowing that God's plans are ultimately for our welfare and his glory. Therefore, let us anchor our faith in the promises of God, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill every word spoken over us. As 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20 declares, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him, that amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Step out in faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 defines faith as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith requires us to trust in God's guidance even when we cannot see the outcome. Take bold steps of faith, even when it seems illogical or risky. Remember the story of Peter walking on water, Matthew 14 verses 22-33. Despite the storm raging around him, Peter walked on water as long as he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus. Likewise, when we keep our focus on God, he enables us to accomplish the impossible. Consider also the account of Abraham, who, in obedience to God's command, left his homeland and journeyed to a land he had never seen, Genesis 12 verses 1-4. Despite uncertainties and challenges along the way, Abraham stepped out in faith, trusting in God's promises. As a result, he became the father of many nations, fulfilling God's covenant with him. Furthermore, the story of the Israelites crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land demonstrates the power of faith in action. As the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the river, the waters miraculously parted, allowing the Israelites to pass through on dry land. Joshua 3 verses 14-17. It was their unwavering trust in God's guidance that led to their victory and inheritance of the land promised to them. In the New Testament, we see numerous examples of individuals who exercised bold faith in Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood reached out in faith, believing that merely touching the hem of Jesus' garment would bring about her healing, Matthew 9 verses 20-22. Similarly, the centurion demonstrated great faith when he declared to Jesus, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed," Matthew 8 verse 8. Therefore, let us emulate the faith of these biblical heroes, stepping out boldly in obedience to God's call, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. As Proverbs 3 verses 5-6 assures us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Persevere through challenges." In James 1 verses 2-4, we are encouraged to consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Understand that challenges are opportunities for growth. Instead of becoming discouraged, allow them to strengthen your faith and character. As you persevere through trials, you will emerge stronger and more resilient than before. Look to the example of Job, who faced unimaginable suffering and loss, yet remained faithful to God. Despite losing his wealth, health, and even his family, Job declared, "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him." Job 13 verse 15. In the end, God restored Job's fortunes and blessed him even more than before, illustrating the redemptive power of perseverance and faith, Job 42 verses 10 to 17. Similarly, the Apostle Paul endured countless hardships in his ministry, including imprisonment, persecution, and shipwreck. Yet, he wrote in Romans 5 verses 3 to 4, "We also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope." Moreover, Jesus himself set the ultimate example of perseverance through suffering. In the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the weight of the cross, he prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done," Luke 22 verse 42. Despite the agony he endured, Jesus remained obedient to the Father's will, ultimately triumphing over sin and death through his resurrection. Therefore, when challenges arise, let us embrace them as opportunities to deepen our faith and grow in character. As 1 Peter 1 verses 6 to 7 reminds us, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." In persevering through trials, we not only become mature and complete, but also bear witness to the transformative power of God's grace at work in our lives. Receive God's provision. Philippians 4 verse 19 assures us that, "My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." God is our provider, and he supplies all that we need to fulfill his purposes. Trust in God's provision, knowing that he will equip you with everything necessary to accomplish the impossible. Whether it's wisdom, resources, or strength, God will supply abundantly as you walk in faith. Consider the story of Elijah during the drought in 1 Kings 17. God commanded ravens to bring him bread and meat in the morning and evening, providing for his needs miraculously. Later, when the widow of Zarephath faced starvation, Elijah assured her, "The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land," 1 Kings 17 verse 14. True to God's promise, the flour and oil sustained them throughout the entire famine, demonstrating his faithful provision. Furthermore, the feeding of the 5,000 in Matthew 14 verses 13 to 21 illustrates God's abundant provision. With only 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus multiplied the food to feed the multitude, with 12 baskets of leftovers remaining. This miraculous provision not only satisfied their physical hunger, but also demonstrated God's unlimited power and generosity. In the New Testament, we also see God's provision in the ministry of the Apostle Paul. Despite facing numerous hardships and imprisonments, Paul wrote in Philippians 4 verse 13, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." He trusted in God's provision of strength and grace to endure every trial and accomplish his mission. Therefore, as you embark on your journey of faith, rest assured that God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. As Jesus assures us in Matthew 6 verses 31 to 33, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." In every circumstance, trust in God's provision and walk confidently in his promises, knowing that he is faithful to provide abundantly for his children. Believing God for the impossible and walking by faith is not always easy, but it is incredibly rewarding. As you journey through life, remember that nothing is impossible with God. Trust in his power, cling to his promises, and step out in faith, knowing that he is with you every step of the way. In Joshua 1 verse 9, God assures Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Just as God was with Joshua as he led the Israelites into the promised land, he is with you. empowering you to overcome every obstacle. May you be encouraged to face your challenges with confidence, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill His purposes in your life. Psalm 46, verse 1 reminds us, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Even in the midst of trials, God remains steadfast, providing strength and support to His children. Keep believing, keep trusting, and watch as the impossible becomes possible through the power of faith. As Jesus declares in Mark 9, verse 23, everything is possible for one who believes. When you align your heart with God's will and trust in His promises, you open the door for miraculous breakthroughs and divine interventions. Consider the words of Hebrews 11, verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Your faith pleases God and positions you to receive His blessings and provision in abundance. So, as you face challenges and uncertainties, anchor yourself in the unshakable truth of God's Word. With each step of faith, you draw closer to the realization of His promises and the manifestation of His glory in your life. Trust in Him, for He is faithful, and He will bring to fruition the plans He has for you.
Mark 11, verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, You sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.